USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
America has lost one of our greatest patriots. We may follow his wisdom, I hope, and his timeless truth.
President Biden's remarks as lawmakers gather inside the Capitol Rotunda to pay tribute to former Kansas Republican Senator and Republican presidential nominee Bob Dole as he lies in state. Dole passing away over the weekend at 98 years old. Weekly jobless claims are hitting a level not seen in more than 50 years. The Labor Department saying 184,000 initial jobless claims were filed last week. That's a drop of 43,000 from the previous week's revised total and the lowest level since September 1969. This as employers say they are still short-staffed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Congress now turns its attention to legislation addressing China, specifically allegations of human rights abuses and intellectual property theft from Americans. California Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna explains what actions he believes the United States can take to keep China in check on Fox Business.
We need to make sure we have a technology advantage in AI and quantum computing in the technologies of the future. Second, we need to have clear forward deployment and alliances with Australia, Japan, and India to make it very clear that the United States will not stand for any invasion of Taiwan.
Jurors in the Jussie Smollett trial resumed deliberations on Thursday. Smollett is charged with staging a fake hate crime against himself, further dividing the country by saying two supporters of former President Trump did it, as the assailants, as he alleges, were wearing Make America Great Again hats. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden delivers remarks at a virtual address to representatives of 110 governments invited to the Summit for Democracy, saying the summit is an opportunity for countries to learn and improve.
This summit is a kickoff of a year in action for all of our countries to follow through on our commitments and report back next year on the progress we've made.
Some notable countries not participating in the summit include China, Russia, and Turkey. California is making plans to be an abortion sanctuary.
State lawmakers may help pay for people from other states to come to California for abortions if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. A report released Wednesday by dozens of abortion providers and advocacy groups asks state policymakers to pay for things like travel, lodging, and child care for those coming to California from other states. The report also asks lawmakers to reimburse abortion providers for procedures performed for patients who can't afford them. The report also has the support of top legislative leaders and Governor Gavin Newsom. From the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Rapper Travis Scott is breaking his silence on the Astroworld concert tragedy in Houston. Scott telling Charlamagne Tha God that it's been an emotional roller coaster. He says he wants to be there for his fans and their families and have conversations with them. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.